Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Love Talk Radio.
Thank you, Father. Lord, you are the Prince of Peace. You are the King. You are Lord. You are righteous God. You are holy, Father. We lift your name on high. Excuse me. We lift your name on high this morning, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, we thank you this morning that you are great God, that you are the Almighty Father, and that you allow us to be in the land of the living. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we just
want to repent. We did that, you'll proclaim when we get the mistake.
Hallelujah. Can't talk. You can't talk, children. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you this morning. Oh, God. We thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing. Hallelujah. Everything that you're about to do. We're so grateful that you, the Most High God, love us. Oh, God, and you commanded us to love you back with all of our heart, soul, and strength. No God greater, no God holier, no God mightier than you, oh, God. Oh, thank you that you are the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords. We honor your presence like never before. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless and honor you. You are King. You are Lord. You are a shepherd. No God like you, Jehovah. Hallelujah. And Father, we thank you this morning. We plead our cause, oh God.
Hey, Ms. D.
With us. Fight against them that fight against us. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for our help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute us. And say to our soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after our soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise our hurt. Let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let them be as chaff before the wind. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you and adore you this morning. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. In the name of Jesus, let destruction come upon us at unawares, and let the net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. And our soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in our salvation. All our bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee? In the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you delivered the poor from him that is too strong for him. In the name of Jesus, you deliver the poor and needy that falleth. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. The false witnesses that rise up, they lay to our charge things we knew not. They rewarded us evil for good and for the spoiling of our souls. But as for us, they were sick. But as for us, when we were sick, our clothing was sackcloth. We humbled our soul with fasting and prayer and prayer returned to our bosom. In the name of Jesus. We behaved ourselves as though they had been a friend or a brother. We bowed down heavily as one that mourneth his mother. Our adversaries, they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against us, and we knew it not, and did tear us, and cease not, in the name of Jesus. How long will you look on, O God? Rescue our souls from destruction, in the name of Jesus. We give you thanks, O God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we are shouting with shouts of joy this morning. O God, favor our righteous cause in the name of Jesus, and our tongue shall speak of your righteousness, and we shall praise you all day long. In the name of Jesus, good morning. Hallelujah. Good morning, good morning. We have with us Karen Itell from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a song of praise. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Doing great. What are you going to play this morning?
I want to change over to This Is the Day.
Okay, good.
Now she's playing.
Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
honor our future. And we're so grateful for the children today. We got to teach our children because they're going to lead the way one day. We got to teach them in the morning, teach them in the afternoon. Our children are destined for greatness. And greatness is on the inside of them. Psalms 139 said, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance. In your book were written every one of them. The days that were formed for me when as yet there was none of them. How precious are to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast are the sum of them. If I would count them, they are more than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you." So I thank God for children's day to day. Our children are great, and they're in great number this morning. So I thank the Lord for what he's doing and what he's going to do. He's going to do great things in us today. Great, great things. And the Lord said, you know, teach them when they get up. Teach them when they go to bed. We got to teach and train them. Bend the knee with them when you get up in the morning. Come home from school. Bend the knee. Pray. Pray. All kinds of things happening to our children. They're not getting enough prayer. They got to be bathed in prayer. We don't want short caskets. We want our children to live out all of their days. So we got to pray. Pray for your children. Every day. Stop. Well, we are so grateful that the Most High God is with us on a daily basis. All right. Some children talking this morning. So if you parents, if you would please be with your children so they're not doing that talking on here this morning. I appreciate all of you this morning. We're so grateful for you. All right. So parents, just stick right there with your children doing that talking. So don't talk to them. All right. We're looking for, we got Jackie Travis this morning. We're going to be praising the Lord. Children are going to be singing and praying in just a few minutes. Right now, we got Jackie Travis on with us this morning from Jacksonville, Florida. We're looking for her cousin, too, Pastor Donna Hawkins. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good this morning.
Okay.
Thank you, God, for another day.
Amen. What are you going to sing on Children's Day today?
It's a few, it's two little songs that me and my niece, Sylvia, that Wina used to sing when we were kids. I'm going to say that's a welcome team. We have the cutest song when we were kids.
Okay.
And it goes something like this. I'm going to sit at the welcome table. I'm going to sit at the welcome table one of these days. Hallelujah. I'm going to sit at the welcome table. I'm going to tell God how you treat me. I'm going to tell God how you treat me one of these days. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell God how you treat me. I'm going to tell God how you treat me one of these days. I'm going to walk the streets of glory. I'm going to walk the streets of glory one of these days. Hallelujah. I'm going to walk the streets of glory. I'm going to walk the streets of glory one of these days. I'm going to tell God how you treat me. I'm going to tell God how you treat me one of these days. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell God how you treat me. I'm going to tell God how you treat me one of these days. And then I'm going to sit at the welcome table. I'm going to sit at the welcome table one of these days. Hallelujah. I'm going to sit at the welcome table. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to sit at the welcome table one of these days, and the Lord is going to welcome and tell us, come on in, my faithful, good, and faithful servant. Thank you so much, Jackie. Love that. Amen.
Let me see my other.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand.
It's another little short song we used to sing. My niece, Edwina used to love that one. He found it for me. There's another little short song that my niece used to sing.
Okay, go
He found me. He found me, and I'm glad, and I'm glad. He found me. Oh, he found, and I'm glad, and I'm glad. He found me, and I'm glad, and I'm glad. That was her little favorite song. Sylvia had one, and Wina had one, and I had one. And that was our little favorite children's song.
Amen. Thank you for sharing them with us. All right, well, we have Jay and Jayla on with us this morning. Good morning, Jay and Jayla.
Jay and Jayla.
Hello, Jay.
Good morning. Good morning. Huh? Jay and Jayla.
Jay ain't here.
Where's Jay?
He at the barber shop.
Okay, where your mama?
She right here.
Oh, okay, good. You gonna sing?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, what you gonna sing, Jayla?
Got in my heart.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm a saint. That's Jayla.
All right, go ahead, sing.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
All around my neighborhood.
All around my neighborhood. I'm going
to say,
baby,
show up,
baby,
show
up, baby.
Everywhere I go.
Everywhere I go.
I'm going to
let it die.
Sing, Jayla. Keep singing. Everywhere I go, sing. I'm gonna let it shine. Sing, Jayla. You finished? All right. She being shy on me this morning, but thank you, Jayla. I love the part you sang.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. All right. Let's see. We have Kennedy and Cassidy on with us this morning. From Houston, Texas. Let's see. Hold on.
Kay about to come out the barber shop.
Good morning. Kay
Jay
and Cassidy.
About to come out the barber shop.
Jayla. Jayla, give the phone to your mother.
She's in the car. She's in the barber shop.
Jayla, give the phone to your mother. Give the phone to your mother.
In the barber shop. I can't go in there.
Hallelujah. Well, we have Cassidy and Kennedy on with us this morning. Good morning, Cassidy. Good morning, Kennedy.
Good morning.
How are y'all doing?
Good.
Good. All right, Cassidy, what are you going to do this morning?
I'm going to be reading the scripture, Ephesians 6:11-18.
Ephesians 6 what?
Ephesians 6:11-18.
All right, go right ahead, sweetie pie.
Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm, then, with your belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted in the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of spirit, which is the word of God.
Amen. Thank you so much. That was great. All right. I love those scriptures. Full armor of God. We got to put them on ourselves and on our children every day so that we can be protected from the enemy in every part of our body, and God is our rear guard. Thank you so much, Winnie. All right, Kennedy. Is that Cassidy?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so Kennedy, what are you going to do this morning?
I'm going to read Proverbs 10:27.
All right, go right ahead, baby.
Proverbs 10:27 says, having respect for the Lord leads to a longer life, but the years of evil people are cut short.
Amen. Oh, wow. That was awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. I love the word of God. God honors his word above his name, and so do we. So we are grateful, Cassidy and Kennedy. I taught their mother when she was about 10 years old in the fifth grade, and they are smart like their mother. I see them on Facebook all the time. They are growing, and they are involved in so many things. I love to see their family picture of all of them. So I'm so proud of their mother and their father, how they're training them up in the way that they should go. So we're continuing on this morning. We have Brittany's children, Devin, Ethan, and Noah this morning. They're on with us. So let me see if I have you on. I think I have you. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing? Good morning.
I have a scripture that I want to read before they sing their song. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. This is Isaiah 26, starting at 7. The way of the just is uprightness. The most upright does weigh the path of the just. Yet in the way of thy judgment, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name in the remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yet with my spirit within me will I seek thee early.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brittany, for the word in Isaiah. Wow, the prophet Isaiah. I love that book. Thank you so much. Okay. So what are your children going to do this morning?
Okay, they're going to sing Jesus Loves the Little Children. Say hello, Ethan.
Hey.
Good morning, Ethan. Good morning, Noah and Devin. How y'all doing?
Devin, he's absent this morning, but I'm filling in gaps for him.
Hello.
All right. Y'all gonna sing?
Go
ahead.
Love the little children.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Ardell. You all's prayers just touching my heart. Oh, my God. Awesome prayers. I thank God for you. All right, who's praying next?
Zachariah.
Okay.
Good morning, Zach. How are you?
Good.
All right, go ahead.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for that we are living in, that we are living in. God, I thank you that we are having a good time with you, and when we die, we won't go to the devil. We will go up and not down. We will go above and not beneath. And God, I thank you that we will have a good day and opportunity to live on earth as the rest of the people are. And God, I thank you that you, I thank you for me and that I am still living on earth and not below earth. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. How old are you now, Zach?
10.
Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, baby. Oh, beautiful prayer. All right. Samuel, you praying now?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
How old are you, Samuel? 12 or 13?
12. I just turned 12.
What? Huh?
I said I had just turned 12 January.
Yep. My God. All right. Happy belated birthday. Go ahead and pray, baby.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this day that you have given us and the rest of the days of our lives and our lifetime. God, please help the kids in different countries or in different homes behind closed doors, and please help them for whatever they're going through. And God, please help kids that are getting abused to still let them know that you're on their side, that you are always on their side. And God, please help other kids that don't know you. Help us to tell them about you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Oh, my God. The Bailey Boys, thank you all for your prayers. The effectual, fervent prayers the children have prayed this morning, I most certainly appreciate. Any more children on the line want to pray or sing this morning?
I'll pray.
Who's this?
Kennedy.
All right, Kennedy, go ahead.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
Amen. Thank you, Kennedy. Beautiful. How old are you, Kennedy?
12.
12. Okay. All right. I thank God for the children. Any more children want to sing, pray this morning, read the word?
We got one more one to pray.
All right. Who's that?
Ethan.
Okay, Ethan, go ahead, baby.
God is the Lord of everybody in the world.
Go ahead,
and this world God made everything for us. Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Ethan. Beautiful. My God, children can pray, and they pray such beautiful, pure prayers. I thank God for the children. This is Children's Day on Bible Storyland. Father God, I just come before you bringing all the children that's on Bible Storyland this morning that has come on, Lord. I thank you for their families. I thank you for their mothers and their fathers and their sisters and brothers and grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins. I ask you to bless the entire family. Keep them safe. Keep them under the shadow of your almighty wings. And, Father, I thank you for the children being obedient to their fathers and mothers, honoring their fathers and mothers, that they will live long upon the land, O God. I thank you for all the children and all that you're calling them to do in this hour. I ask you to bless them, provide mightily for the children, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, load them up with those benefits. Allow them to receive benefits every day that you give them, Father God. And, Father, lead them in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. I bind up disobedience and rebellion, stubbornness. I thank you for the children yielding to your will, O God, which is to obey their parents and those who have rule and authority over them. I thank you, Father God, for the parents training up the children the way that they should go and teaching them to respect and honor and obey you, O God, and to respect and honor their parents and obey them, even their teachers in school. And, Lord, as this is the closing of school, O God, I thank you, Lord God, for the children being safe on the playgrounds, the park. Oh, God, in the swimming pools, at the beaches, everywhere they go, Lord God, help them not to take dangerous chances crossing across highways while cars are flying, Lord God. Let them, Lord God, obey the rules of the land to stop at stop signs and to obey the traffic lights, oh, God. And I thank you for the children being safe when they're riding their bicycles or swimming. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for dispatching holy angels of protection around the children. Oh, God, we bind up incidents, accidents, and mishaps. We thank you that the children are in a safe place in you. We thank you for those protective warring angels that's protecting and warring on their behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you honor and praise and thanksgiving for the children and for their parents. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you this morning. We thank you that you are the King of glory. You are the King of glory. We're honoring you like never before. We're asking you for mercy, grace, and favor in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, your word says this is, in Deuteronomy 6, this is the commandment, the rules, the regulations that God, your God, commanded you as parents to teach you to live out in the land of the in the land that you are about to cross into to possess. This is so that you will live in deep reverence before God, lifelong, observing all the rules, regulations that I'm commanding you, that you and your children and your grandchildren are living good lives. Listen, obedience, obedience, be obedient. Do what you are told to do so you will have a good life, a life of abundance and bounty, just as God promised. In the land that anointing with milk and honey. In the name of Jesus, attention. God, our God, the only one, the only God. Love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, soul, and strength. That's what God is commanding us to do in this hour, to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. Write these commandments that I've given to you today on your hearts. Get them inside of you and get them inside of your children. Talk about them wherever you are, sitting at home, walking in the street, driving in the car, on the bus, talking about them from the time you get up to the time you go to bed at night. Tie them on the hands of your children and their foreheads. And remember, inscribe them on the doorposts of your home, your cities, and on your gates. Well, it is salvation time. Anybody that's not saved this morning, anybody not saved, press 1. Anybody want to be saved, press 1. If you've already pressed 1, state that I'd like to be saved. The Lord says, allow the children to come unto him and don't stop them. Allow them to come to him and don't stop them. Let them come to Jesus. They need to be saved as well. Hallelujah. All right. Looks like everybody's saved. You know, salvation is a great gift from Father God. He gives us good gifts to all of his children. Salvation is the gift of love and redemption to us. And we thank God for salvation. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says, if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, believe in our hearts that God raised Jesus from the dead on the third day, that we shall be saved. And then after salvation, we got to be faithful unto death. We can't give up. We got to keep our eyes fixed on the Lord all the time. Keep our eyes fixed on God all the time. Every day, we got to keep our eyes fixed on the Lord. We can't turn. We got to keep our eyes. We're thankful for all the children that came on this morning. We had about maybe 10 children that sang and prayed. Oh, my God, the songs of the children were great. The prayers of the children, their parents that prayed and sang and read the scripture this morning. We are so grateful. We're grateful for all of you this morning. You know God loves you, children. He loves the children so much. He said, allow the children to come into me. Don't stop them. Let them come forth. Let them come forth. They're part of the kingdom too. And you know Jesus blessed the children. So this morning we are blessing the children on Bible Storyland. We thank God for the parents that woke the children up this morning and for the children that woke the parents up, excited about coming on the line. You know how children are. Mama, I got to sing. Daddy, I got to sing on the radio this morning. Get up, get up. So we are thanking the Lord this morning for all the children. You know, the children are so loving. You can chastise them 1 minute, next minute they're hugging on you. They are so forgiving. They are just so affectionate. Don't you just love the children? They remind us, as the song say, how we used to be, how we should be. We got to be like children. Always forgiving, always loving, always coming close to the Father. They are so close to God, and we are grateful that God loves the children. Well, you know, when we get saved, we can't backslide. Prodigal sons and daughters, God is calling you back from a mud, from the mud to mercy, from lovelessness to life, back to life, to love him, to love on him. Well, we have Miss Ludell on with us this morning. She's our youngest member, 95 plus, going on 96. Good morning, Miss Ludell. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good this morning. I'm enjoying the program. I would like to sing a song to the children.
Amen. Go right ahead.
Shout it briefly. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus right now. Come to Jesus right now. He will save you, he will save you, he will save you right now. He will save you right now. He can say he will love you. He can love you. He will love you right now. Right now. He will love you right now. Just be obedient, be obedient, be obedient right now. Just be obedient right now. Amen.
Amen. I love that. Come to Jesus. Come right now. He's calling
yes.
us. He's calling us. He's calling the children, calling us to a higher calling, calling the children to come to him, be obedient. So we thank God. That was awesome, Miss Ludell. I love you, Miss Ludell.
I love y'all, too.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, it's testimony time. Anybody got something to tell that the Lord has done for them today? recently. You know the Lord, he's always doing good things. He loads us up with benefits every day. He's doing great things in the lives of his children. He loves us. No matter what age we are, we're always his children. Always. So I thank God. Testimony time. Press 1 if you have a testimony. If you haven't pressed 1, press 1. I won't know you have one unless you press 1. All right. Nobody sharing testimonies today. Well, I want to say, you know what? I thank the Lord for keeping me safe in the traffic as I go from place to place. Every day, you know, I'm telling you, people are driving wild out there. They got that look like a rageful demon. Just want to just do, you know, run into people, and they texting and talking and not paying attention. They're distracted. But I thank God for keeping me safe. You know, I don't take it for granted. When I leave my house, get in my vehicle and drive from here to there or wherever I'm going, that God will keep me safe. I thank him every day. Even, in, you know, in my home or wherever I am, I thank God that he's keeping us safe. Not only me, you too. We should all be grateful for, you know, it looks like, you know, looks like things are not happening in your lives. But things are great things are happening all around you every day. They look like things we take for granted. But those are miracles, miracles. Every day we have miracles in our lives. So I thank God for all of you this morning. And, you know, God wants us to move forward. He wants us to keep moving forward in him. So we got to keep moving forward, keep moving forward, keep our eyes stayed on him. We can't look to the left. We can't look to the right. But we got to keep our eyes fixed on him. And we got to pray. You know, sometimes you got to shut the TV off. Sometimes you may feel God pulling you, calling you into the prayer closet. Stop and pray. Don't ignore the Spirit. Don't ignore the Spirit of God when he's calling you. Shut everything down. Even if you don't get on your knees, if you want to walk and pray, walk and pray. In your car, you want to ride and pray. Do that. Pray. It's praying time. You know what season it is? It's the season to pray. It's the season to talk to God. It's the season to come close to him. Pray for your children. Pray for your grandchildren. Pray for your great-grandchildren. Pray for those children that are going to be born in your families, that they would rise up like never before. So we're thanking God for you all this morning. I love each of you. Thank God for you. It's praying time. You know we got to pray. The effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So we're going to be praying this morning. We're going to be praying like never before. So press 1, state your prayer request. Make your prayer request known. I want to know what you want prayed for if you don't ask. Ask. God said we have not because we ask not. Miss Liddell, you have a prayer request?
Yes, ma'am. I asked prayer for a friend of mine who was on her way to the store early last Sunday morning. And some way it was raining, and it was a deep curl there. And it was a one vehicle, you know, a wreck. And so it just throwed the car over and back over this way and back over this way. It landed on the top, and it killed her instant right then. She was funeralized Thursday, not the church, not very far from me. And I said prayers, you know, for her, her family, and her friends, and for me, too, along the way, if you don't mind.
All right. Okay, well, yeah, we're always saddened when our friends leave this earth. You know, it hits home. It's reality that, you know, one day, all of us are going to leave. We don't know when, but we know we're going to leave here one day. So it's time, preparation time. We got to prepare. We got to stay close to God. So I thank you, Ms. Liddell, for those requests. Anybody else? Press 1, prayer request. prayer request this morning? All right, we don't have any more prayer requests thus far. I won't know you need prayer unless you press 1 and request it. All right. Okay, well, I'm going to be praying this morning. And there's a pastor on with us this morning. Pastor, if you could pray with me. Can you press 1? If you can, I understand. All right. Well, we're going to go to the throne room and beseech the Father. We're going to call on the Lord this morning, the Most High God, Abba Father. Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name, thy righteous name. You are Lord, you are King, you are God. There's no God like you, Jehovah. No God like you, Jehovah. And, Lord, we just thank you that you love the children and you are calling the children to come to you today and every day, Lord God. You are calling children. You are calling them, Lord God, to a higher calling you. You're calling them to be saved. You're calling them to live faithful. And, Lord, this morning we lift up Tabitha in the name of Jesus and her parents, Lord. They are training her in the way that she should go. We lift up Cassidy and Kennedy Leggins, Lord God. We lift up their mom and their dad, Chantania Leggins and their dad, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we lift up Devin, Ethan, and Noah. We thank you for Jay and Jayla, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for Caleb and Samuel and Ardell and Zechariah. We thank you for the prayers, the songs, the scriptures that the children prayed this morning. We thank you for every one of those children that came on this morning. We ask a special request that you let them live out all their days in safety and in peace, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to surround them with your holy angels of protection, oh God. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to protect them as they go to school, as they come home. Oh God, we bind up kidnapping. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that they will not be kidnapped. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that they are in a safe place in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that our children are protected by you. In the name of Jesus, 1,000 may fall at one side, 10,000 at the other side of our children, but no harm will come nigh them. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for safety and peace. Give our children peace of mind. Lord, many children see their friends being killed, and it puts fear in them. They wonder, will they be next? But, Lord, we thank you that our children will not be next. They will live out long, fruitful lives, oh God. They will dedicate their lives to you while they are young, and they will live faithful all the days of their lives like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Excuse me. Father, I thank you for all that you're doing on the children's behalf, meeting every need for them and their parents, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that our children will be taught of you in early age, and they shall have great peace. I thank you that our children will live obedient lives to their parents and those who have rule and authority over them. And, Lord, even as that their summertime is approaching, I thank you, Father God, that there will be no swimming, boating, accidents, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that our children will be safe on the playgrounds and the parks and the games that they play, oh God. I bind up that bullying spirit that visit children in the parks, the playgrounds, and the game rooms, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that their activities will be monitored closely by their parents and those who are watching out for them. I thank you for godly people to teach them your ways, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for our children. Oh God, gifts and talents coming forth. In the name of Jesus, many of them have great gifts, great talents. Many of them are artistic. Oh, God, many of them are praise dancers, Lord. Many of them are musicians, Father God. I thank you for them giving you glory with the talents that you gave them, that they will not give their talents to be used up by the devil, but they will give their talents to be used by you, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, this morning we praise and honor you, and we thank you for what you're doing in our children and what you're going to do in our children. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that our children, oh, God, honor you daily. They know your name. They call on you. They know how to pray. I thank you for all the children that came on this morning, that they know how to pray. They know how to get prayers through in the name of Jesus. So we're thanking you this morning for all the children, their moms, their dads, their families, in the mighty name of Jesus. We call on you. Oh, God, you are Jehovah Jireh, the children and our mighty provider. You are providing life, godliness. You are providing good gifts. You are providing safety and peace. You are providing yourself for us, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we reach out and touch the hem of your almighty garment for the health and safety of our children, for protection. Oh, God, for direction. Direct our children, Lord God, to choose good over evil, to choose good over wrong. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that our children will not be swayed or conformed to the world's ways. They will not be after those that are singing for the devil, but they will run hard after you like a deer when it's thirsty. They will thirst and hunger for the righteous way, for the holy way, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we praise and honor you and thank you for the children and their families in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, Jackie. You requesting prayer? Jackie, you press 1. All right. Jackie's on, but I can't hear you, Jackie.
Okay.
Got you now.
What was it saying?
You were requesting prayer this morning?
Yes, for my senior citizens and for my family, for all the graduates, and all of my children while they're out of town, both of my kids in Atlanta. And please pray for them to have safe travel, please, and my family all over the world, my nieces and nephews. We had a lot of nieces and nephews that graduate this month. They did a great job. I'm proud of them. Just pray for them, please. Leave them and guide them, please. And all my senior citizens, of course, and me. Thank you, Sister G.
Thank you, Jackie. Anybody else? Press 1 if you're requesting prayer. Press 1. Prophetess Lawson, good morning.
Good morning, Sister G. I said to myself, I noticed the time. I said, I have to get on the call. I just pray all is well with all your listeners, and I know the word on the day was very blessing. So I just want to just say that good morning to you and all the listeners on your call.
Well, thank you. Did you hear Jackie's request? Can you pray for Jackie this morning, Jackie Travis? I'll repeat it for you. Prayer for her husband. Her two daughters who are in Atlanta, safe traveling for them, and, of course, for the senior citizens that she ministered to and take care of, for the graduates, her nieces, nephews, and the graduates that are graduating during this season.
Okay. Father God, we just thank and we praise you, oh God. We thank it and we lift you up, God. We magnify you, Lord God, for this is a day that you've made, oh God. And we're going to rejoice in it, oh God. We're going to rejoice because, Lord God, that you, Lord God, has given us a power to speak to the airways. So, Father, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, as people travel the highways and byways and they move by whether car, air flight, train. God, we bind up any spirit, Lord God, that want to interfere with the traveling of your people, oh God, from one destination to the other. God, we plead the blood over the graduates, oh God. Oh God, that not only the those that are graduating that we know of, oh God, but we pray, Lord God, that those, Lord God, who receive knowledge in academia, Lord God, will also receive knowledge of you, oh God. We pray, Lord God, for their success. But, Lord God, you declared in your word, oh God, that you told Joshua, meditate day and night on the word, oh God. That, Lord God, we thank you that they successfully graduate. But we thank you, Lord God, give them a hunger and a thirst, a desire in the word, oh God. Open up their spiritual ears that they may hear you knocking, oh God, on the doorposts of their heart, that they might become saved, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, to cover, Lord God, Jackie Travis's nieces and nephews and family members that are traveling and all on the highways and byways, and all those, Lord God, are going to their respective destination, oh God. We bind up accidents. We bind up any car crashes, oh God, and anything, Lord God, will cause harm to your people, and Lord God, and cause us to be sorrowful, Father. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for the woman you called Jack, that you had the appearance and name Jackie, oh God, that you gave her a compassionate heart. Lord God, I know it's a business, but you also gave her a compassionate heart to minister to senior citizens, oh God. So we lift up Jackie Travis to you, God. We thank you, Lord God, that she has the heart of Christ, oh God, because it said in the book of Acts, oh God, that as the apostles were busy, they established men, oh God, to minister to the women, the elderly, and the children. So we thank you, Lord God, that you have orchestrated in this hour and time a woman called Jackie Travis, oh God, to minister to your people, Lord God, that as she provides care, oh God, we bind up all the any sickness and disease, oh God, anything, Lord God, that's unusual to the natural process of living, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that although they're aging, oh God, so let them be sharp in you in the spirit, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord, again for Jackie Travis. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hey, God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, Jackie. I hear Ramasi. Glory to God. For you've been a patient, I hear the Lord say, concerning a certain matter. Hallelujah. You've been asking God to move on your behalf. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. I hear God said, I am going to move in that area. I'm going to cover and protect. Hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, God, the little things you've been asking me for, little things. Hallelujah. He said, those little things that you've been asking, see my hand manifested. Hallelujah. You will know that it's God that did it. Hallelujah, because no man can do this thing, said the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. And he said, and you will see my hand. You will see my hand move on. And I just know something small that you're not even really complaining or looking about. But God's going to move that in your behalf and show you his mighty hand. I feel the anointing on that. And I thank you, woman of God, for being a servant of God that will cause God to interrupt my prayer for you to get a word. Amen and amen, Sister Jean. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Thank the Lord for that word. Hallelujah. Thank you, prophetess. Father, in the name of Jesus, prophetess, I'm going to pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins. And if you could pray for Miss Ludell. She lost a close friend recently. Pray for her family. And Miss her niece, Mary Jean, and Ludell and Mary. Her family. I'm going to pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins. And then if you could pray for Miss Ludell. Okay. Father in heaven, oh, Father, we thank you that you heard our prayers even before we called on you this morning. You are a mighty God, a holy God, a righteous God, a King of kings, a Lord of lords. No God greater, no God holier than you, oh, God. And so, Father, we thank you for Donna Hawkins. You're a pastor, after your heart, Lord God, a pastor who's on the battlefield, on the front lines. We stand in the gap for her this morning, the pastor of Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. Lord, you know the needs of the church body there. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, move mightily, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, we thank you for the members that you're sending there, the ones you've already sent. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against them shall prosper in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for everything you're doing for Pastor Donna Hawkins, for her family, Lord. Heal her body, Lord. Keep her healthy. Keep her well. Bless her husband and the children, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing on their behalf. In the name of Jesus, we bless you this morning. We honor you. We adore you. We thank you, Lord God, for traveling mercy and grace everywhere they go, that they will be safe. They will be protected. They will be under the shadow of your almighty wings at all times. Keep them healthy, well. Meet every church need, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for leaders at our church, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would bless them, protect them, lead them in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Sister G, you said it was Ludell's niece. What's her name?
Mary Jean.
Mary Jean.
Mary Jean.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, we just thank and we praise you, oh God. Hallelujah for Ms. Ludell, oh God, servant and a soldier in the army of God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the years of dedication. We thank you, Lord God, for that you kept her mind sharp. And we thank you, Lord God, for all things you said and done, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for, Lord, that her impact in the spirit realm, God, that she still make an intercessory prayer on behalf of her families and friends, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that everything, and I come in agreement with everything she has prayed concerning, Lord God, her family members, her nieces and her nephews, oh God. Oh God, even last week, oh God, for those that were going through bereavement, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for this mighty woman who's not gotten off, hallelujah, off the cross, oh God, off the bloodstained bed, that she still, God, being a servant of God. I thank you, Lord God, for giving her long life. I thank you for giving her, Lord God, these length of days. I thank you, God, even the more for strengthening her body. Now, God, yes, who can do it above all I can ask or think, God, from the very crown of her head to the very soles of her feet, God.
Oh,
God, Lord God, touch her, Lord God, with the power of God. That, Lord God, that she'll know it's your hand, oh God. Oh,
yes,
God, move in the body, oh God. Restore the youth. To restore you like an eagle, oh God. Lord God, let anything, Lord God, that's not operating in line with your word, oh God, be removed now, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, for you strengthening her body. We use it that you continue to bless her and you continue to keep her mind in perfect peace.
Yes.
Now, Lord God, hallelujah, who can do exceedingly above all I can ask or think. God, we ask you, Lord God, to pray again for the bereaved families, oh God.
Yes,
oh, that Sister Ludell know, oh God. Oh, God, keep their mind, keep their spirits, oh God. Let them look to you, Lord God, that's the author and the finisher of their faith. God, we lift up Mary Jean to you, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we don't cease to lift her name up to you, oh God. God, but we lift up Jesus right now. So, yes, God, you said if you be lifted up from the cross, you draw all men unto you, oh God.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, for Mary Jean. We thank you, Lord God,
yes,
that as we lift you up, God, you call her up, God. Lord,
mm-hmm,
God, as you move upon her, Lord God, touch her, Lord God, wherever she's standing in need of, God.
Mm-hmm.
Let her see your hand move upon her, God.
Yes.
Father, let her know that you are God and you're God all by us. There's no other, oh God. Oh, God, that she can call on the day of trouble that we're here and answer prayer. Answer the prayer, Miss Mary Jean, oh God.
Yes.
Answer the prayer.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh,
please,
God. Our sister Ludell, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
Answer the prayer, God, because we,
yes,
know, Lord God, you hear us when we pray.
Mm-hmm.
That you can reach down and, oh God, give us a loving touch, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done. In your Son Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you.
And thank you so much, Prophet, as well. It's closing time on Bible Storyland. I thank God for each of you. I love all of you. I thank God for what he's done this morning. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We give you glory. You are the King. You are Lord. And as we close out, but not from your presence, oh God, we thank you for covering us, hiding us in the shadow of your almighty wing. We thank you for everything that you've done and what you're about to do. We thank you for answering all of our prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, next Saturday is Senior Citizens Day. I look forward to hearing from one of you. Love lifted us up. God is love. And he's lifting us up out of every situation. And he's giving us a new life in Christ Jesus. Let's honor and praise him daily. For he is great and greatly to be praised. And his love covers all of us. All right. Look forward to hearing from you next week. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. And don't forget, praise the Lord daily.
Mm-hmm.
Daily praise our Lord. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Love y'all, too.